Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host, Logan, and today we are talking about love. I'm just kidding. Here's my day.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host, Logan's dad. And as Logan tried to explain to you, today we'll be talking about being in love. Love, what it feels like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, the way it consumes people, why I'm addicted to it as well as so many others. I'll also be going over some of my favorite memories within love. Mind you, I've only really ever been in two consuming relationships. So I'll try to give you my best memories out of that. Yeah, let's dive into it. Because it's funny, I hear so many people go around explaining to me how they've never been in love, or they don't know what it's like, or they haven't yet to experience it. And honestly, I pray it over every single individual that watches this podcast. If you do not know what being in love feels like, if you do not know what being in love is, if you do not know the basics of having someone love you and you love them in return, listen, I'm here to explain it to you. I'm here to explain it to you why it's such a joy, such an honor, such a privilege to be loved and be loved by someone else. This is one of my, I'm gonna just tell you, this is going to be one of my favorite episodes, because for me, it's a trip down memory lane. I think love is a beautiful, beautiful thing, very powerful, very consuming, very unifying, as it's pulling all us together. We're the lovers of the world. We speak about it Mondays on Clubhouse. Tune in today if you can, 7 p.m. That's Central Time. What else can I tell you? Let's dive right into it. You see, love for me, as you guys have probably heard episode one, love for me has always been there. I am a man who does not want to experience joy unless it comes encounter with the people I love, unless it's directly correlated or related to the people I love. Most people didn't even know I had a son, but my son, that's my motherfucking dog. That's my day one. To see him smile, I smile. For him to see me smile, he smiles. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, I was just joking around yesterday. I was on the phone and he overheard me on the phone. And I was like, I don't know why everybody leave me. Why don't nobody love me? Completely joking. I was not serious at all. It's not how I feel. But he goes, it's okay, daddy. If everybody leave, I still got you. I'm here with you. He was like, this is what he said. He was like, they probably don't think you cute. That's what he said. He said, but I think you handsome, daddy. I said, you think I'm handsome? I said, that's all that mattered to me, boy. That's all I needed to hear right there. That's love. And to have a child, you get to experience this unconditional love. I know on this podcast, we talked about it a few times. I know on different clips, I've spoken about it. But there's no love like your child's unconditional love. They're going to love me. Actually, the only greater love than their love for me is the parents' love for them. That's it. That's all. My child could do the most malicious thing in the world, but I'm always going to love him. He can do the most craziest thing in the world. I'm going to be the man that sat there at his side to defend him. That's what love does. That's what love is. And for me, I was on TikTok Live the other day and I was telling him about this story, how I got my heart broken when I was in third grade. And it was actually quite hilarious. They was laughing. I was laughing. Most of it was a joke, but I was tying it into music. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I had to hit her with that. Yo, man, ain't me, after she found a new boyfriend the next day. You know how fast third grade love move. You know what I'm saying? I was making a joke out of that. But believe it or not, I actually did. The beginning of that story was actually true. There was this girl in my class who actually picked my friend over me to be her Valentine's. I was in third grade at the time. I remember my mother picking me up from school. And I think they even spoke about it on episode, what is that, 4 or 5 that my parents was on. And I was crushed, heartbroken, singing Let It Burn in the back of their vehicle, in the back of their like Jeep Wrangler or Nissan Pathfinder, whatever the fuck it was they had at the time. But I was hurt. You know what I'm saying? I've always been hurt. I mean, I have not always been hurt. I am not a victim, okay? I do not Take the blame of being a victim in any account, any relationship I've ever been in. I'm not taking a fucking stand as the victim. Love happens that way sometimes. Love can't always hold people together. You grow out of it. It changes. It evolves. It grows and it perishes. It's just like that. I am not a fucking victim, so excuse my words. I was in the back of this car singing goddamn, let it burn, yeah, let it burn. Saint means my most to. Don't nobody know what the fuck Usher said right there. Saint means my most to. Got somebody here, but I want you. The feeling ain't the same. And I'm in tears in the back of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And my parents turned down the radio to hear me. And they were picking me up from school. I was the only kid in the car. They picking me up from school. And they turned down the radio to hit me. And they like, she like, is my baby crying? Are you crying? What happened? And I was like, man. I was like, Alexis Picchiante over me. It was this girl named Alexis Rivers at the time. It was crazy because I'm leaking information. My fault, Alexis, if you ever see this one day. Keontae, you know what the fuck you did. You know who you are. You took her from me. You backstabbing, two-timing. No, Keontae's actually my dog. He actually was the first person to ever put me up on a stage and was like, he sparked that like confidence in me that nobody else could. I shout him out in everything I do. Shout out to my boy. It just so happens she liked him a little more than she liked me, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Shit happened. It's cool. But I was hurt, crushed, devastated. But I was always this little emotional man, this little wanting love-filled man. Because, like, if I had to sum it up, love for me is like this zone that you just enter. And in this zone, everything seems so positive and happy and upbeat. I think love is the exact opposite of what depression does to you. Depression puts you in a hole. Love pulls you out of it. Love puts you on top of the world. Depression pushes you under it. Love is rooted in heaven. Depression is rooted with the devil. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's complete opposites. But the thing about it was, I was an emotional wreck about this girl. I ain't know too much about this girl. All I knew was that I liked her. And she, you did me wrong. I take you back. If you take me back, you did me. Man, I was hurt, crushed, devastated. But I've always been like this. I swear to you. I was fucking thinking about my wife in third grade. I don't know if it's a product of what I seen in my parents. I just wanted it. I wanted somebody who had my back, bar none. I wanted somebody who had my back. You know what I'm saying? Even if the sky was falling down. Y'all remember that song came out? Even if the sky is falling down. But it was love songs that shaped me to be this way. All of those beautiful ass love songs you would hear. This shit built me to be who I am. I remember fucking not being heartbroken at all. I'm in like third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade singing, how could you let somebody lay where I laid? How could you give them everything that we made? And I'm like, people would ask me, like, who broke your heart? Nobody. Nobody. But I'm preparing for the day that they do. You understand what I'm saying? I'm singing for that day. And I knew all types of love songs. Some of my favorite love songs. Avant, Love Me When It Hurts. Fucking, I only got 4 minutes to say what I gotta say to make you stay and show you that I done changed. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I was singing this shit like 11 or 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been rooted in love. So, like, for me, I was just singing all I knew. All I knew was the Faith Evans and the Anita Bakers and the Michael Jacksons. And you know what I'm saying? All of those things that spoke on love. Don't get me wrong. I still listen to rap. But I was such a, like, this, like, emotional little dude. I remember watching, like, binge watching How I Met Your Mother. I was so interested in figuring out how this man met. I was so engaged and interested in understanding how this man met his mother. Then you get to the fucking end of the show and it's fucking retarded. Excuse my words. Fucking stupid. You know? But the thing about it was, I don't know. I've always been this being. I don't want to go through the joys in life if it's not next to the people I love the most. I do everything I can for my family. All of this is for my family. None of it's for me. I don't give a fuck about none of this. The fame, the money that may come with it one day, the this, the that, the popularity. I don't give a fuck. If it's not for the people I love, that's why I sit and speak and manifest Miss Wiley the way I do, because I believe in love so heavy. I know how it's going to make me feel on top of the world. And that's how I'm willing to lift her on top of the world. You get what I'm saying? That's all it's about for me. Love is a very, very powerful source. I remember watching like love movies and love this. So here we go. Let's fast forward in this story. The first time I was ever able to say I experienced love, I was a senior in high school, right? And at the time, my popularity grew as I was in high school. I remember being like a freshman, nobody wanted him. Sophomore, nobody wanted him. He had glasses, he had these fucked up teeth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know I had a six pack under this bitch, but blah, yeah, I'll hit him with a senior year. Blah, yeah, I'll catch at the back. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't know all these things. Junior year came, you know, I got a little quieter. They found out I could sing. They did this, they did that. And, you know, time just kept progressing. And senior year, I was like, just happy to be wanted by somebody. And it was this young lady in my geometry class. Was it geometry we was in? I believe it was geometry. It was Miss I. She was my teacher at the time. But this young lady had asked me, did I have a studying partner? And I was like, nah, I don't have nobody to study with for this test. She was like, you know, I can study with you if you want me to. And I'm like, yeah, definitely down. Let's exchange numbers. And, you know, we get on the phone one day. And one day we was on the phone and she asked me like, she asked me, who you taking to prom? Prom was right around the corner. I said, you know, I haven't really decided yet. I said, but I know I want to do like a promposal thing. You know, this really big like thing where I make it known. And it's funny because I was just telling this story on Clubhouse recently. But at the time, me and her wasn't like romantically inclined or like any of that. So I was like, hold on, she trying to, you feel me, go to prom with, you feel me, your boy? She trying to, you know, hit it off with your boy? I didn't see it like that because I, like I told you guys, or like I tell everybody, I'm not a man who believes every woman wants to be approached or every woman has an eye out for me or I'm the pick of the litter or any of these things. I just go with the flow. And as I was doing, I was going with the motherfucking flow. And she had ended up saying we should go to prom together. And she was like, but you still, you know, you got to ask me. I was like, girl, I want to ask you. Because a promposal was my first experience at a proposal. You see what I'm saying? So I had already was trying to figure it out. I came up with this plan at the time. I was actually doing the radio announcements, doing the morning announcements with my boys, Justice, Charles. You know, he's actually in school. He's Power 105, what is the Breakfast Club? Today, I'm your host. And then we just, like, you know, take turns bringing it in. And it was us. And motherfuckers knew us for that senior year. And it was, you know, cool as hell. But one morning, I was on my way to school, and I was taking, like, the bus. And I stopped, got off the bus early, and walked the rest of the way. But I got off the bus to stop at this little stand that would sell roses. So I got a few roses. You know, shit like that, little shit like that. And that day or that morning, I told Justice and Charles that I call him Diddy. Y'all might hear me call the boy Diddy some time to time, but that's the name we came up with in high school. But I told Justice and Diddy that I wanted to propose to this young lady for prom. And I was one of the first ones to do it. That's the fucking crazy part. I was first like a motherfucker. I wasn't playing. I think we may have did it after a week after fucking we had talked about it on the phone. So after that, I get the roses. I go to school. I tell Justice how we're going to set it up. The morning time of morning announcements come. And if you ever had announcements, it was right in homeroom. It was during homeroom. So I told my homeroom teacher. She agreed. I went outside of the young lady's homeroom and I waited till Justice got on the announcements and Charles was like, dun, 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 breaking news. One of our very own is outside of, you know, his soon to be prom day, if she says yes, homeroom. And he's looking to propose you know what I'm saying, for that promposal opportunity. So everybody waiting to see, like, Justice do this countdown of when I'm gonna walk in the room. Everybody waiting to see like when I'm gonna walk in. So he like 3, 2, 1. Every home room was probably trying to see when they door was gonna open. So everybody stand at the door. I open the door to her home room, and again, nobody knows what the fuck is going on. I address the teacher first because that's the only polite thing to do. How you doing? I think her teacher was probably at the time. I have a real crazy ass memory. But it was whoever my science teacher was. I think that was her homeroom teacher. And I was like, how you doing? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I would love to ask such and such to prom. And I remember like going over there and handing her the roses, and the whole class was like, oh my God. Da, da, da. And, you know, it was just real dope. And I was glad to, you know, make her feel special. It was all that was talked about for like days to come. Some people was like, why would you ask her? And da, da, da. None of your motherfucking business. That's why I asked her. Because I wanted to ask her. How about that? You know what I'm saying? But it was great. And it was my first ever real, you know, opportunity to see what a proposal would be like. I was honored. I was blessed. I was grateful. Fast forward with prom night. I remember being on prom with this young lady, and we weren't in a relationship yet. I don't believe. I think we got into a relationship the night of prom. I think that's how it actually worked. And I remember being out on the prom floor, dance floor. And at first, it was a bunch of people around us. And we out there dancing. And I swear to God, I was in a world of my own. I saw nobody. And by the time this song came on, if your love was all I had in this life, that would be enough until the end of time. And it was crazy because that became our song after that. Like, you know how you look, relationships got songs. That became our song. And It was amazing to me. The relationship was great. It was super peaceful. We never argued at all. Like, for real, for real. I remember another highlight of that relationship. She would always come around my family, and we went to like this. We went to a family barbecue of mine, like little cookout type shit. And I remember, like, I'm not a shy guy. I told y'all this. It's probably a year after high school. She was real shy and quiet and da da da. And my family, but she began to like talk more as my family. And I was telling her she cool. She's like sweet. She great. And my family loved her. But I remember like hearing that Genuine Pony at the barbecue. I remember getting a cheer, throwing it in the grass, like in the middle of the grass, giving her that lap dance right there. I got you, girl. Hey, in front of the family tweaking out. So what the rest of the family started doing is grabbing cheers and throwing it. And then they start giving their wives lap dances. All because I done sparked some shit. And she was all embarrassed, but she fucked with me. I swear to God, my memory's crazy. I remember she had on like this, like cut. She had on like this cut shirt. She turned into like a tank top with Lion King on it. I swear to God, my memory's insane, but that's what love do. Love will allow you to remember some shit for the rest of your life. But, yeah, no, it was great. Just a memory, just a moment. We that relationship lasted for some years. That relationship lasted probably 4 years, maybe something like that. Maybe 3 years because we didn't, you know, make it to graduation as I was supposed to. But it completely ended because of my immaturity. Excuse me. Believe it or not, I never truly feel like I got to apologize for that. What happened was I heard something that she had done previously before me, but as a kid, as a child, you know, all it was this little princess I saw, this person I fell in love with. The image just seemed like it had got shattered. And I apologize for that from the bottom of my heart. I know you ain't listening to this, girl. You are happily married. But from the bottom of my heart, I do apologize for that, because, you know, who could have imagined what it would have been or what it would have turned out to be? I remember like fucking she would come. She went to school in Indiana. So like she would come up here, and it was my first time ever getting a hotel. And I remember decorating the hotel, and I got us matching Bulls jerseys with Wiley on the back. And, you know, it was always just a vibe. We had matching shell-toed Adidas. I just told her, baby, bring like some little faded jeans, some ripped jeans or something. And it was great. I think it was like Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? But I've always been this person. Always. I've always believed that love is like the most powerful force on earth. That's just me. She was such a sweet person. We never argued at all, but it was so many memories. I remember another time I begged my parents, and this was probably her first year of away at college. I begged my parents to, you know, drive down there with me, and because, you know, you're young as hell, for her friends and family day. Because I remember, like, her crying because her best friend at the time, her family, their family was so supportive and they were so, like, eager to be there for her. I went down there. I was working some minimum wage-ass job, but I went down there. Me and my family, we got our groceries. I bought her, like, some Beats headphones, you know, because it was a bunch of shit that she was telling me was happening for. I was just a boyfriend that was like, nah. Can't let my baby do it out. Can't do it. So I took my ass that 4-hour drive. My parents went with me. They stayed at a hotel. I stayed at her dorm. And it was only for one night. Ain't that the craziest part? They went down there with me for one night. You know what I'm saying? But that's all they could do because my father had to work the next day. But I was honored. I was blessed. I was grateful. But love will have you doing some tremendous things. Love is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And if it's done right, it can be the most beautiful thing that'll help you grow to heights in your personal life, in your own regard. That's why we obsess with it, because we want those moments where we feel special and we can make others feel special. I've always been that person. It's always been who I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That relationship itself, I was just too young at the time. I was too young for the news I had just received. I was such a, what's mine is for me, that to hear that someone else had it before I did, it broke me into pieces. And I couldn't overthink that. I couldn't overthink that, or my mind wouldn't overshadow that when it came to just even being around her. You know, and I hated that. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. I hate that, you know, I broke her heart. I hate that, you know what I'm saying? I broke my own heart. It's so stupid that I remember singing like, I can't make you love me if you don't. You know what I'm saying? You can't make your heart feel something it won't. And it's dumb as hell because she ain't do shit to me. She didn't do a fucking thing wrong. Now, you know how fucking stupid that is? You know, around that time was my first time seeing, like, Temptation. I believe it's Temptation. And hearing that song, I'm in love with someone else. Like, I was so fucking stupid, heartbroken. I'm just listening to love songs because that's all I practiced as a kid, like a damn dumbass. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we all have our moments. We break our own heart, and that's why I go around saying it. But, you know, it was a beautiful experience for me, beautiful relationship. She, like I said, she's married. She's doing very well, very happy for her. And I got to clap it up for you, girl. She has children now. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And I may or may not see her at the 10-year reunion. I'm sure she'll be there. But, you know, my thing, the 10-year reunion is actually on my birthday. Ain't that fucking crazy? But I'm not here to, like, step on any toes. I am, girl, go find love. I'm looking for mine in the same regard. And then comes my last relationship with Logan's mother. Great relationship as well. We had some times, boy. Y'all heard about episode one, how I drove to get her from Atlanta. Y'all heard about, you know, how it was built as a child to leading up to being an adult. You know what I'm saying? For us, it was solely like, we were two peas in a pod. We seemed like best friends. We were so similar. She loved Chris Brown. I loved Chris Brown. She was like from my hood, you know what I'm saying? Who spoke with like this higher intelligence, and it was just a beautiful thing. I don't know how much of it to touch on, like, but 1 year for my birthday, I'll give you a few favorite memories. 1 year for my birthday, she took me to New Orleans. And I remember being drunk with her outside this fucking bar. And it was like, again, a zone. I saw nobody else. We just sitting there dancing outside the fucking bar. You know what I'm saying? We done had these grenades and these shots and all of this shit. And we're dancing outside the bar like no one's around. But that's what love does. Love puts you in these moments where it seems like it's just you and this person. My last relationship is where head rubs became a favorite thing of mine. I remember one time we just laying in the bed and she's the entire reason I listened to her at all. She was the first person ever to introduce me to her. She was listening to it well before I was, and then she put me up on it and I became a huge fan. But there was this video that lived once upon a time of her just rubbing my head that she made and she put up on like maybe her Snapchat or something like that. Cause you know, this was like, we was younger as well. After the breakup, because this was probably 2.5 years ago, I created a Feels Like a Head Rub playlist to like feel the void of that feeling. That's no longer what the playlist is for nowadays. Now the playlist just brings me like tranquility and this sort of peace that I can't find just from like functioning in this everyday world. But she was the start of that. So I got to clap it up. You know what I'm saying? What else can I tell you? We were just two fucking peas in a pod. It was just two. We created a child together. Love, that kind of love was like more of the obsessive love, you know. It wasn't necessarily the right love because I was in love with like the idea or the picture of what I thought God wanted. Like I told you guys before, not necessarily what was happening in those times. This was just my best friend at the time. And I'm really trying to give you moments. Some of my favorite moments, I remember like when times was rough, right? I remember we were living together and I just randomly jumped up and was like, I'm about to go to the store. Do you want anything? Right? Just, I'm going to Target. Do you want anything? She was cooking at the time. Logan was probably in his room playing with his toys. And I was like, I'm going to go to the store. And she was like, why are you going to go to the store? What do you need? And I knew that she felt like I was doing something wrong. Or I knew that like her entire mind was stuck to the idea of us, our relationship not being good. I went to the store. I didn't really need shit from the store, honestly. I just went to the store to get her flowers. I got her some juice because that's what she had asked me for. That was her way of really proofing to make sure I went to the store. And she probably named like some snacks for Logan, but I got all of it. Came back and gave her the flowers and she just boohoo cried. She boohoo cried and I was asking her like, why are you crying? I knew. But she was like, I really thought like you were going to do something crazy or, you know, because I know it ain't been good for us, but that's what love is. Love is in those moments you can surprise somebody and say, I know you may have not have thought it was this, but baby, it's this. You know what I'm saying? I was just honored. I owe my mama. That's one of my favorite memories because I was blessed to be proving her right in the idea that this man loves you. This man loves you. You know what I'm saying? This is, in that time period, it was bigger than an argument for me. It was her knowing that I truly cared about her. You know, what else can I give you? Another highlight of my last relationship. It's crazy because it all seemed like, I don't want to make it all seem like it's bad turning good because it wasn't that. It was a lot of just genuine memories. We would just have fun together. We would just go out. And because, you know, this was when you were older. You was able to party and go to a club. And every time it felt like this was the only person around. Every time. This is the only person I cared about impressing. This was the only person. She was just there to be there. Like, she just wanted to be there to be there. You know how motherfuckers be like, yeah, just come ride with me today. It was that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was just honored to have her around. We started this thing where we would just sit in the car and we would just talk to each other, car conversations. You know what I'm saying? And it was beautiful, beautiful moments. I'm really trying to give you because I'm going to be honest. It's a lot of moments that in this relationship, particularly that we took for granted. That we didn't make the most of, like the holidays and the Valentine's Day and the Mother's Days and the Father's Days and, you know, a lot that we didn't take advantage of. But, you know, you learn more as you go forward, you know, because I don't want to sit here and act like it was all bad, because it wasn't all bad. It was a lot of bad turned good. Like, I spoke about being that man who showed up to the job with the purse and the, you know, I may have mentioned that on this podcast before, but goddamn it, I'll run it over briefly again. Me and Logan popped up at her job 1 year with flowers, and the whole office was like, oh my God. I remember actually waiting in line at this like Louis Vuitton store. It was so out of place for me, because to know me is to know I'm not that kind of person. I can be that kind of person, but I was becoming that kind of person for her. It was more of that type of thing. This love was more that you did when you was moving in with a person, and when you living with a person, and when you know what I'm saying? It was more of that nature. We would get massages together, and we would have shows that we'd watch and sit and watch together. And it was more of that type of love. You know what I'm saying? Love is, honestly, what I want out of love, I want all of it. I want the entire experience. I want everything that comes with it. All the pieces, the having shows and the making the most out of holidays and the, you know what I'm saying? All of these things. I remember 1 year I threw a party for a birthday, a surprise party. I did my big one. Got a new iPhone, got her some jewelry, got her through a surprise party at a house, got a laptop, a MacBook. You know what I'm saying? Just I did the damn thing. But I've always just been that kind of man that's I care about the surprise. I care about the shock. I care about the you know, all of those things. Because love will consume you to be that person. Love will consume you that much. To where you want to care and you want to do and you want to make the most of every single opportunity. You know, and that's really what it was about for me. But there's so many other things I could mention in just us being friends and us being partners. And, you know, that I'd be sitting there talking to you guys for days. But I have a bunch of favorite memories in love, like even with my mother, for example. Me and my mother fell out for years, and we weren't speaking for like 2 years, right? And I remember us actually coming back around to speak to each other. I wasn't speaking to my father either. We had all fell out. But I remember me and my mother had actually made up. And I remember getting off the phone with her, off the makeup. I was like driving home from work one time. And I remember us having a good conversation. The first good conversation in years. And I remember turning on, I don't know why I like to feel emotions or sad or happy or joyful. I don't know why we are like designed like this as humans, but when you want to be sad, you play sad music. I remember playing this song called Blessed by Daniel Caesar. I was actually on like, in like River Grove, coming down First Avenue, and I was playing the song. It went like, yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. Sometimes it gets unhealthy. We can't be by ourselves. We will always need each other. And yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. I just want you to know that if I could, I swear I'd go back. Make everything all better. Oh, oh. And I'm coming back home to you. I'm coming back home. I'm sorry, that's really my shit, but I remember singing this song about my mother in tears. I was fucking pouring down because this is my best friend. This is my favorite person on the fucking planet. You know, and to have fallen out with her. Logan wasn't here at this time, excuse me. But Logan wasn't here at this point in time. So to have fallen out with her was like some crazy, crazy shit. Crazy for me. And I was just happy to be done, you know, mended that with my mother. I remember when I came back around, I got her a car, got her a Jaguar. God damn it. What a son. You know, but that's what love is. Love will allow you to do some crazy things. Love is tough. Love is hard. Love is obsessive. Love is addictive. Love is addicting. Love is crazy. And love will make you into a crazy man if you let it. You know, because I've done some crazy things for love as well. You know, but I will always, 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 always be an advocate of love. I will always fight for it and preach about it and pray it over every single person in life that wants it. I can't wait till Miss Wiley come into my life as Miss Wiley. You may be here already. And you may, you know what I'm saying? I may just not know you as such, but I can't wait until that time comes. I'm getting myself together for you. I hope you're getting yourself together for me. I know the family we create will be incredible. I'm blessed. I'm honored. I thank you. Yeah. And that's really what my love life has been like. You know, my love life has been kind of crazy. But I've always just been a fantasizer of love. I will always be the lover boy himself. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I hate that about myself. Sometimes I love it. But I hope you got something out of this podcast. I hope you know why I am the way I am or obsessed the way I do. I just want those moments. I just want them with my person who's meant for me. What can I tell you? Merchandise. If you've ordered merchandise from me, it ships out this week. And I thank you very, very much for your patience. It's been a minute. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your patience, all that you do. I thank you for listening to these stories and what love has taught me and how love has helped me become this person or this man. I thank you all the way around the board. What's new? I hope y'all see me on fucking TV. You know I was on TV. Ain't that crazy? Grandma, you saw me, girl? Did you see me, though, baby? Hey, love you too, girl. But again, that's you why I do it, Granny. If you ever see this, you are why I do it. What's new? I keep doing photo shoots. The engagement and the reaction is great. I love that people keep reaching out to me to do more and more things. Honored, blessed, and grateful. Oh, Dreamville Festival. I just started a raffle for the Dreamville Festival, a weekend getaway. Come party with me. Come kick it with me. You know what I'm saying? You may not have had the opportunity to get too close to me, but let's connect. We're going to vlog it. We're just going to have a good time. I'm going to pay for the food, the drinks, the flight, the tickets, the everything. Just come out, have a good time with me. Kick it with my Dreamville family. I mean, my Dreamville family. Kick it with my Brick House family. Justice, Charles, Rich. Y'all speak to him every other week on Clubhouse. Come kick it with us. Come meet us. I am taking care of everything into the raffle. And I'll be pulling a name on Instagram Live and TikTok Live. I'll do it at the same time. I'm going to pull a name from my hat. Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? And a winner is the winner. I'm sorry if you do not win. Please don't take it out on me. There will be more raffles. I'm at concerts all the fucking time. And if that's something y'all would like me to continue doing, I surely will continue to do it. It's going to be a motherfucking ball. I look forward to it. It'll be some car karaoke. And I ain't talking about with just me. It'll be me, you, Justice, Charles, Rich, Diddy, my little brother. You know what I'm saying? My whole Brick House team. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I'm honored for this opportunity to even be doing something like this. Very, very fortunate. What else can I say? I don't know. I wish I had Logan here to tell us peace out.